Genesis, chapter 40. And it came to pass after these things, that the cupbearer of the king of Egypt and his baker offended their lord the king of Egypt. And Pharaoh was angry against his two officers, against the chief of the cupbearers, and against the chief of the bakers. And he put them in ward in the house of the captain of the guard, into the prison, the place where Joseph was bound. And the captain of the guard charged Joseph with them, and he ministered to them, and they continued a season in ward. And they dreamed a dream both of them, each man his dream, in one night, each man according to the interpretation of his dream, the cupbearer and the baker of the king of Egypt, who were bound in the prison. And Joseph came into them in the morning, and saw them, and, look, they were sad. And he asked Pharaoh's officers who were with him in ward in his master's house, saying, Why do you look so sad today? And they said to him, We have dreamed a dream, and there is none who can interpret it. And Joseph said to them, Don't interpretations belong to God? Tell it to me, I pray you. And the chief cupbearer told his dream to Joseph, and said to him, In my dream, look, a vine was before me. And in the vine were three branches, and it was as though it budded, and its blossoms shot forth, and its clusters brought forth ripe grapes. And Pharaoh's cup was in my hand, and I took the grapes, and pressed them into Pharaoh's cup, and I gave the cup into Pharaoh's hand. And Joseph said to him, This is the interpretation of it, the three branches are 3 days. Within yet 3 days will Pharaoh lift up your head, and restore you to your office, and you will give Pharaoh's cup into his hand, after the former manner when you were his cupbearer. But have me in your remembrance when it will be well with you, and show kindness, I pray you, to me, and make mention of me to Pharaoh, and bring me out of this house. For indeed I was stolen away out of the land of the Hebrews, and here also I have done nothing that they should put me into the dungeon. When the chief baker saw that the interpretation was good, he said to Joseph, I also was in my dream, and, look, 3 baskets of white bread were on my head. And in the uppermost basket there was of all manner of baked food for Pharaoh, and the birds ate them out of the basket on my head. And Joseph answered and said, This is its interpretation, the 3 baskets are 3 days. Within yet 3 days will Pharaoh lift up your head from off you, and will hang you on a tree, and the birds will eat your flesh from off you. And it came to pass the 3rd day, which was Pharaoh's birthday, that he made a feast to all his slaves, and he lifted up the head of the chief cupbearer and the head of the chief baker among his slaves. And he restored the chief cupbearer to be his cupbearer again, and he gave the cup into Pharaoh's hand. But he hanged the chief baker, as Joseph had interpreted to them. Yet the chief cupbearer didn't remember Joseph, but forgot him.